You know, we hear about it all the time. If you're on social media, you'll hear people talking about self-care. It's one of those things everybody seems to be talking about. But Dr. Galthorpe, is it really accessible for everyone?
Well, self-care, it's a broad term, right, Sean? So it refers to the actions and activities that people engage in to reduce stress. So they need to maintain well-being, and it does prevent burnout. It's physical, emotional, spiritual, and psychological practices that are, they aim to help restore some balance in our life so we can support our health. But here's the thing. It's often framed as it's on each of us individually to make that happen. So while it is, you know, we can focus on things like eating well, exercise, relaxing, we often miss that bigger picture, which are the things that are structural, institutional, like our work or financial issues that prevent many of us from even accessing self-care in the first place.
Yeah, and those are really important points that you you mentioned, Julie, because we usually hear, you know, people struggling to take the time for themselves, even though they might really want to. So why do some people struggle more than others when it comes to self-care?
Well, that's the great question, because even in clinical practice, when we're meeting with people, you'll notice how you start to implement a plan, and some people just pick up the plan, they run with it, and right away they start to see gains, while other people struggle with even those basic things that make us feel better immediately, like get out, go for a walk, you know, look at what you're putting in your body. But this is the kicker, the ability to prioritize. It's not an even playing field. Research has shown that factors like socioeconomic privilege, so that's our financial stuff, institutional issues, so that can be different things that happen in our society, or work demands, those play a significant role in whether individuals engage in self-care at all. So, for example, they did this study with social workers, which would be my background. So many social workers are under immense stress and burnout. They are more likely to prioritize self-care if they have resources at their disposal. So some of those resources would be that they have more money, so they have higher socioeconomic status, so they have greater work experience, so they know what they're doing and they're not struggling just to figure out what's my next step here, and they have stronger health resources. So if they have all these things in place, they're more likely to be able to focus on their well-being. On the other hand, those facing financial instability, they have higher demands or risk in their job, they don't have those same privileges, so self-care becomes a much harder task.
Doctor, I think what I'm hearing from you, it's all about resources and that structural setup of a person's life.
Yeah, it is. So the workplace plays a huge role in this too. So, you know, we're talking about this one study, which was on social workers, but for listeners who are not doing that, but they have other demands in their life, this still applies to them. So if for social workers, they were dealing with high caseloads, long hours, and emotional exhaustion. So if you also have a demanding job and it's taking its toll on you, whether you're feeling financial strain or, you know, lack of other supports in your life, this is going to get in the way of your ability to implement self-care. So despite this though, so we know this stuff, there's research behind it. It's often talked about as a personal issue, like, hey, Sean, what's wrong with you that you can't, you know, put those things in place that I've said to you for years would help you? Or, well, say Miriam, I talked to her for a minute and she's got those things in place. Often what would happen is that you would get kind of individually blamed for not making that happen. And you'd be thinking, well, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get these things on track when it just seems so simple? Usually it's because there's other factors weighing in on those. And that study that I just talked about is valuable in looking at, yeah, it's not just, you know, other people thinking that, oh, I just don't have enough time. Some people really don't have enough time. They don't have room to think about, you know, money and like, how am I going to like give up something over here so that I can put some time in place for myself? Another thing is children who are people who are coping with children with, you know, complex needs. They don't have a lot of time or space to be able to make their needs a priority. So it's this piece around, it's not just as simple as put that plan in place and make it happen, that often, you know, you talked about social media and how it's conveyed in that way.